Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for checking out our podcast. Indulge me. My name is Felicia. I'm from Houston, Texas. On this podcast, I will be talking about being a mother, relationships, teaching, my favorite shows, and of course, all things Beyonce and so much more.
Hey, y'all. I'm Sharnay, a mother of three from the small town of Grosseteste, Louisiana. And on this podcast, I'll be talking about life with a son of special needs, marriage, and whatever else I feel is an important topic that I have experienced and can relate on. I hope you enjoy.
Hi, y'all. It's your girl, Ilya, hailing from the capital city of Louisiana. I'm coming at you with all things wonderful, whimsical, and worldly. I know you want to hear about it. Hell yeah.
And this is Jermaine Watson. I'll be rounding out our motley crew by coming with a verbal rundown of facts, news, politics, all things television and movies, and the occasional debauchery. My job is to always ask if we are helping to make your life better. Through our varied interests, we hope to entertain, enlighten, educate, and motivate you. Welcome to Indulge Me.
Is, are we made for monogamy? It's your girl, Ilya. Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's going on?
And I am H-Town Fifi.
I feel like I'm in the hot seat.
Okay, so guys, are we... So first of all, what is... monogamy.
All right, so give us a Webster's or Merriam-Webster's definition, textbook definition of what monogamy is.
All right, so what we agreed to was basically this. Monogamy is when a person, whether you're married or not, a person who is in a relationship with only one person, and that's it. No one else. Yeah. It specifically said relationship. It didn't talk about sexual or emotional. It just said relationship.
Stop trying to be foreshadowing. We haven't even gotten there yet. So, I guess I'll dive into this. So, is monogamy something that's achievable? Is it something that people really want? Is it something that people really need? And these aren't rhetorical questions. We need to address this. So, personally, in my opinion, I don't think monogamy is something that is 100% realistic. There are lots of social pressures, lots of pressures and the stimulus that we go through every day. So, you often get met with people who are just attractive. Let's just put it out there. You know, you don't stop becoming attracted to people because you're in a committed or serious relationship. So that's just the fact. Like, it's just not going to stop. You're always going to be attracted to other people, at least in my opinion. So I think it's really difficult to be monogamous. Not impossible, but difficult. So I'm not really buying into the whole we're designed to be monogamous.
So I feel like I agree with you. I think that monogamy is like a goal for most people, but is it natural? Like, think about biology. Is it natural? You know, like, just like what you're saying, you're going to be attracted to other people. You're going to like other people. When you meet other people, you may be married and be with one person and felt like I'm going to be with this person the rest of my life and may have felt this for years. And let's just say you meet somebody that you're attracted to, you like their conversation and stuff like that. Like, I don't think that you're just, I don't know, all of a sudden a polygamist, but, well, no, seriously, like, should you feel wrong for having those feelings? Because, like, this idea that, honestly, it's just Western civilizations who really focus on monogamy, though. And other countries and cultures, like, polygamy is a thing.
I think we We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be monogamous, especially, I like the fact that you brought in other cultures, but even in our own culture, when we're not married. Technically, when you fill out paperwork, mm-hmm. if you're not married, you're still single. Mm-hmm. So on paper, you know, which we love documentation, on paper, you know, you're single until you're married. So we put these pressures on ourselves to be in these committed monogamous relationships, even outside of marriage, where the dictionary has given us the definition in both scenarios. But technically, if you haven't said I do, you don't have to be monogamous. And that's just Elia's opinion.
Well, no, T.D. Jake said the same thing. If you ain't married, you're single. He said the exact same thing.
Okay. All right. So, actually, my opinion of monogamy mirrors what you all have said. First, let me say this. I do think that monogamy is something that can be achievable to some people. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that. However, in my life and time, what I have discovered is it is not realistic.
So in your 25 years on this earth, you have decided that that is not something that's very realistic.
No, it's not. It's not realistic for most people.
Okay, so what I think I hear you saying is there's the minority of people are monogamous.
Yeah, I do think that.
And majority.
Let me take a step further. It might just be my opinion anecdotally, but I do feel, or at least the pressure is coming from women that men should be monogamous.
Where are these women? Let me tag you in. Okay, here's the thing. I'm just saying, is it natural? Because for me, I've been with one person my entire adult life, even since I was, you know, since I was 17.
Shut up.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at me because I don't know my number. But
I've only been with one person. And
one
just,
person per week?
One person ever. And so for me, like, I'm fine with that. However, like, as I get older, I'm thinking, like, let's say we're not going to be together forever. I've only been with this one person. So if I was to be with somebody else, like, would I just want to be with that one person? I've been with one person all this time and it's okay. But when I get into a new relationship, like, would I just want to be with that person?
So that's a personal question, because you've become accustomed to being with a certain type of person, a certain type of way. So if luck would have it, and maybe I shouldn't say luck, that's a really, really bad choice of words. But as life would have it, if it would happen in that way, it's really going to be difficult to say, because you never know. You've settled into a routine, into a lifestyle, and then you have an abrupt change to where things are completely different. You don't know. You might turn around and you got a different person that you want to pass time with on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis. You never know. Or quarterly. Or, you know, you may settle into another monogamous relationship. That you may be a person that's more family oriented, that is content or happy to just be in a monogamous relationship. That's not a bad thing, though.
Yeah, but back to what we're saying, though, I do feel like with my relationship, no, it's gonna be monogamous. Or I know I am, but so I feel like with my partner, like, he needs to make sure that it's just us and nobody else included. So I am forcing that, the monogamy part.
So I have a question. So do you guys feel like sometimes people, and maybe I'm just kind of speaking as myself, set out with the intention of maintaining a monogamous relationship, but kind of as the months, years pass, you decide, like, hey, maybe I might want to try an open relationship.
Yes.
You know, like, you set out with this good intent to kind of follow the rules that have been aligned for us, and like, hey, I'm just going to be monogamous, and it's going to be so fun, and sleeping with one person forever sounds like a great idea. And then you realize, kind of got a wandering eye, you're a little bit bored, you know, you feel a little bit stuck. So, you know, you want to be monogamous, but then it's like, you know, you might be compelled to try something different. Is it just me?
No, I kind of answered it a while ago.
A few miles back.
No, definitely. I think that's the case. When you first start in a relationship, like, you have those familiar feelings where it's like, it's just that person.
The honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
And you can't see yourself with anyone else. And then, you know, shit starts happening. Reality, you know, is right there, right in the face. Mm-hmm. And you start seeing another aspect to it. You start seeing their faults.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And that shit pisses you off. Right, and you can't do shit about it.
The fairy dust has worn off at that point. And then you come home and they're sitting on your sofa. They done used the last of the toothpaste.
You know. I thought she was going somewhere else.
Playing the video game. Yeah. You're like, they're playing the video game. And you're like, why aren't you at work?
That's right. You don't. So you get upset about little things, like, okay.
No, because then your work boyfriend.
Right,
he wouldn't do that.
Your work boyfriend certainly would not ever play a video game as opposed to being at work. Bringing home the bacon, the enchiladas, and everything else. You know, and the next thing you know, you're like,
oh, God.
You don't have to, you're not working out at the gym. You're just working your fingers out every day. And, you know, you're not working them out on me. You're working them out on the game. You know, it's the only exercise you get, your thumb. You know? So your hands are real strong.
That's when that whole monogamy idea is out the window.
Boom. Gone. Monogamy wet?
So hold up with me. All right. So this is a question. Do we feel that we seek someone else when
issues start to arise?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, certainly. I feel that way, but I feel like it's innate. Like, okay. The feelings still come, regardless. I just feel like you make justifications for your wandering eye, and then those actions that you inevitably do when the person is really getting on your nerves, I feel like you allow it to go further, faster when you're dissatisfied. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so this is just to take it a step further. All right, so when you think about, you know, or when you have your wandering eye, all right, and since we're talking about monogamy, that means that we're talking about serious relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you have this wandering eye, do you ever think about including this third, fourth, fifth person in with this first person?
So in a utopian society, that would just be amazing. Yeah, but I feel like that's a very evolved way of approaching things, and not everybody's prepared for that. So personally, I feel like you always want to give the person the option to opt out, or to say, hey, you know, let's try it out. And if it doesn't work, but to be honest, not everybody is that evolved. If I come at you and like, hey, I found a new girlfriend, or I found a new boyfriend, I think we should all be together. Or, you know, like, hey, I find this person really intriguing. What do you think about this person? You know, some people are going to be extremely reserved when it comes to that, because it's like, oh, no, that's not going to work. This love triangle business, no.
So I know someone.
Of course
who,
you do.
that kind of happened. Like, her and her boyfriend were together for all these years. But he decided he wanted to, like, be with somebody else, too. Like, he wanted to be with you, but he wanted to be with somebody else, too. And so she was like, okay, you know what? I'll give it a chance. Mm-hmm. And so they were all in a relationship, but it wasn't like a sexual relationship with all three, but it was just like they were all
in the loop.
In an open relationship.
Okay.
And actually it was cool until it wasn't cool anymore. And And so it's like, but then if...
Okay, give me more detail. Nope, I'm not confused.
Okay.
I want to understand the dynamics of that relationship because that seems different. Because you said it was there was no sex.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like he was having sex with...
both of them.
Yeah, individually.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Oh, that's so fun.
How...
She was not interested.
Okay.
In having sexual relations with the other woman.
Okay. So, but did she have like another person to answer? So it was
she wasn't interested in that either.
And not a
spy. But it was great for her because the other woman helped with the kids.
Oh wow!
Cleaned up, cooked, you know, and they all had great conversation.
Okay, so that's really evolved. Yeah. That's really evolved.
Until it wasn't evolved anymore.
So, because we don't know who said person is, would you mind, or are you aware of kind of some of what happened to break down that whole dynamic?
So it was more so of now that I'm in the relationship, now I see the real you, and I don't really like the real you.
Okay.
Okay, so who was the real you that you're talking about? The
man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. All right. So all of that whole conversation kind of made me think about something else. So we've all watched Sense8, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. And so what was his character? You bring him up
all the time.
Oh no.
Lito. Yes, Lito.
All right. So in that particular situation, Lito had a boyfriend, mm-hmm. and then there was this chick that came mm-hmm. along.
Yes.
They loved her, right?
Right.
I think they had a sex scene, right?
Yes. So at the very end, yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. So that was outside of the norm for them. Mm-hmm. And so my question is, would you all be open to instead of another woman, another man?
So that's assuming that I'm with a man at the time,
right?
Okay. So no, seriously, don't choke. Honestly, I know some people will probably cringe, like, what is wrong with you? Like, to me, if you that open and that honest and that brazen, if that's your jam, who am I to judge? But I'm also extremely free spirited. So, okay, can we be candid? Okay. So, sex is sex. Like, it's a great sensation. So, if that's what gets your jollies off, then I cannot say that I would be opposed to that. You know? But,
okay, but here's the thing. I feel like men are like, oh, sure, two women, me, right. Let's get together. But let you say, okay, well, let's bring another man in.
Oh, I've tried it.
And it would be a problem.
None of them were okay with it. No, not bring another man. Not going to happen. Nobody.
Okay, so but so then why is it?
No. Like... No, only in theory, only in conversation.
Okay.
Only in conversation, and not one person bit. They were like, no.
But if you say, let's bring another girl in.
Of course. They're complete. It's a double standard. Right. Like,
another question. What if there were two couples?
What about if there were two couples?
Then the four of you are together.
That sounds like some Sense8 stuff for real.
And okay, so like, without me even realizing, I got into a situation like that. And I was put off because I didn't realize what the fuck was happening.
You were put off?
Yeah. Like, I didn't understand what the fuck was happening until it happened. And then I was like, okay, all right.
So you didn't go with it?
No, not all the way. I wasn't prepared.
Is it because you didn't know the other people that well?
I would prefer not to know the other people.
I don't know. I feel like I would want to know.
I would want to know.
I would want to know them too.
Really?
Yeah, I would want to know. I would know. Not knowing them basically means like I can do whatever the fuck I want to do, but
and we don't have to deal with this. But ever.
Sex for me is also mental.
Right.
I can get with that.
I just prefer to leave my skeletons buried as deep as possible. If I get into some real grimy shit, I just don't want to talk about it again. Not for real. But perhaps an encore. Okay. So I did have a question about myths as it pertains to monogamy. So some people seem to think that monogamy is easy for women. Like it's second nature. It's just something that we do, something we're okay with. We're not as challenged by monogamy as men are. What you think about that? Or what y'all think about that?
So here's the thing, and I guess this comes from growing up in like youth group and stuff.
Did she just say youth group?
Well, let me tell you. What's youth one group? Thing that, because when I was in high school, it's like all of my friends were having sex, and I was like, I don't want to, like, my goal was to wait until I was married, right?
You did good.
You did really good. But the thing about it is, like, they will always say, if you want to wait, like, you're human, your hormones going to be raging, like, you may be in a situation. So then just never, like, never be alone with a guy if you know that you're attracted to them. And you may think about it. And so I've never even put myself in a situation to where I would even, to where those thoughts would even cross my mind.
I want you to mentor my daughter.
And so it's like, for me, it's like, it's not hard to practice monogamy. Now, when I do come home and see the video games and all of that, like you were saying, it's like, you know what? But no, it's not hard for me. So I think, but I know like every other one that I know, like monogamy, they say, oh, I want monogamy, but at the same time, like they're dating multiple people at the same time, and there's nothing wrong with that. So I think that is just a myth, because it's hard for men and women, because at the end of the day, we're still human. We're still just like animals. Animals don't practice monogamy
at all.
and
we're animals.
Unless they're penguins.
Yeah. Unless they're what?
Penguins.
Oh. Okay. You know what? Penguins are just weird. So that makes perfect freaking sense. Yeah, to me, I just feel like things like masturbation and monogamy, there's just so many things with being female that you're hit with, and you're just expected to fall into this kind of group thinking, right? And all these other things, like monogamy, like, hey, you're just waiting to get in that perfect relationship so you get the pleasure of sleeping with one person for the rest of your life. To me, it's like, I don't want to sign up for that.
Right.
Like, I don't know why that sounds glamorous to a lot of people. To me, like I said, you're single until you're married. So being in a huge rush to sign up for a lifetime of monotony, ooh, isn't something that,
ooh,
you
that
should
sounds
just
so bad.
Right? You shouldn't delve into with all these great expectations before you actually just kind of live. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I guess before you talk, let me correct myself, because I don't want to seem like I'm against monogamy. I am not. Like, I am just a love machine. I love love. So it's not that. It's just, I feel like people are in a hurry.
So, and I think to speak to what you're saying, I think all of that is because of most people are raised in these Christian-based households, and they believe, okay, well, you can't have sex until you're married. You need to only be with one person. That's the way God created things. And because even for me, like, I felt that pressure. And a lot of people that I know who are married now, they got married at 18, 19 because, and I don't want to say it's because they just wanted to have sex, but they felt like this is what I'm supposed to be in anyway. And so they did it just for that. And it's like, now you haven't really lived your life. You're in these unhappy relationships. And not everybody, but a lot of people that I know, because you rushed into this glamorous idea of what a relationship's supposed to be. But then you also have to look at what the media portrays. Everybody wants to be married. Social media, like, if you're not married, then clearly something's wrong with you. Obviously. You know, all kind, especially with women. It's never nothing wrong with a man. It's something wrong with you because you're not married.
Oh, okay. So I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. And to one thing, when you said especially women, shit, I get the questions too. Why are you not married? Why are you not in a relationship? Right. Can I hook you up?
Right. Oh. Right. Okay, now right. I know I'm done. Right. Right.
Can I help you? Please let me help you, because clearly you're obviously broken.
But I mean, I feel like women get it way more. And then we start getting it, like, as soon as you 18. Oh, what's going on? Why you're not, you know? And it's like you feel this pressure to be in this monogamous relationship.
I got those questions, too. But I think it's easier for a man to just brush it off. Like, it's like, whatever. It's
I
like,
believe that you get it, because here's the thing. The difference between you and the people that do this all day, you're a good catch. So there's that. You're probably getting it because people see value in you. I guarantee you, nobody's doing this to your average run-of-the-mill bum.
Right.
I promise you. So it's because you're a catch. I feel like women get it more because y'all are the minority. So it's like, what, 7-8 females to 1 male as far as how the earth is populated.
Mm-hmm. Which is why we should not have monogamy.
It's crazy when you think about it, right? So, yeah, I do believe that you get it, but it's because you're so fucking awesome. You know, who wouldn't want you? You know, even those asexual beings.
But no, I mean, I agree. I think, you know, for some men, it's like, nah, I know why you ain't, you know. But it's like, I mean, I guess I see what you're saying, Watson, about, you know, people asking you that question.
But there's a specific reason why he gets it a lot, I'm telling you. I know why. I know this man. Yeah. Like, they not doing it to everybody. I promise you.
What the fuck you talking about?
Not asking, like, all the men, like, why don't you marry?
Right.
You
know? I feel like it's a certain caliber of person. Like, you're probably getting it a lot, like I said, because you're a catch. You're not somebody that's just biding time, playing video games, twiddling your thumb, you know, getting all your exercise on the video
game.
It's
not supposed to be about me.
It's about your kind.
Okay, all right. I got you. Anything else about monogamy? Or do we want to talk about the forbidden?
Oh, what's the forbidden?
Polygamy.
Oh.
So,
okay. Or open relationships.
Oh, I like it.
So what's the difference between an open relationship and polygamy?
I mean, they're about the same thing.
Polygamy is like the with marriage added into it. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with an open relationship and let's graduate to polygamy.
I love
it. So here's the thing. Okay, so now here's the difference for me. Open relationship means I can be a one person, and okay, now we're in an open relationship. I could be dating somebody else and dating somebody else, and I may tell you, oh, hey, I'm going out with so-and-so, but you never have to actually get to know this person. Whereas when you're in a polygamous relationship, like, you really are a family. You know each other. You know who he's sleeping with.
Some
you know,
sister wives type.
Yeah, you know, and it's like you're a family. Like, everything that you need, like, you have help with this. You have help with that. Everybody's bringing in one income. Whereas, or not one income, but multiple incomes. Whereas when you're in a open relationship, it's like I could be dating this person this week, this person next week, and still be with this one person. It just gets messy, so, in my opinion.
So an open relationship gets messy to you.
Very messy.
So are there not boundaries or like some type of parameters around open relationships, you think? I've never been in one, but I'm just curious. Like, I would think, you
I've
know,
never been in one that they knew about.
Then it wasn't open. It was closed. So, I love how you just bend the rules as you go along. See, that's the problem with America.
Right.
Just make shit up.
Right.
But the way that my mind processes things, it's like me, the social scientist in me, like everything needs, you know, parameters. There has to be an explanation. There has to be rules, outlines, guidelines of how things are going to move forward. So, like in an open relationship, do people not say, hey, these are the rules, these are the things that are allowed, this is the no column, like do not cross bones, circle with a line through it. Like,
so in my mind, I guess when you think about an open relationship, I feel like there kind of aren't any boundaries. Because honestly, like...
Okay, well, can emotion be part of it?
Hell, motherfucker, yeah. That's the main thing.
Emotion with an open relationship? Using the definition that you...
I don't know. That's...
It's a Rubik's Cube, isn't it? It is. It is. Like, what tangled webs we weave. Like, on the one hand, open relationship, it's like, oh, great, anything goes. But it's kind of like Scientology, you know, not being a religion / it's still a religion, mm-hmm. you know? Right. So it's like you say open relationship and you think anything goes. But then when you dig deeper, you realize there probably are some type of rules and guidelines. But maybe it's just, like, subjective. Mm-hmm. Like... this couple open might just mean that just open anything goes versus over here, we've decided that you have to be okay with this person, you have to meet this person, yada, yada, yada.
Okay, but then what if you're like, well, I don't like that person, so you cannot see them?
So I guess to me, that would go back into it being subjective. Like, you gotta, each couple would have to work that out on their own.
So I feel like...
like, so what's the point?
I feel like if you're talking about now you're going to meet this person and if they're cool, whatever, I feel like if it's not polygamy where now you're a family, it's more like polyamorous where you're just going to date whoever. Then, like, you have a boyfriend, you have a girlfriend, but then his boyfriend is my boyfriend and your girlfriend is his girlfriend, and it's just like all...
Let's do it. Now that's insane for real. But when you said...
that's insane for real.
Date whoever, to me, dating is not a relationship. Like, when you... to me, in my mind, when you date, you're doing just that. Like, you're just trying things on. You're just dating. You're moving around versus having the umbrella of a relationship is more solidified.
So then in that case, I think that being in an open relationship...
I love your air quotes.
I just feel like an open relationship is just dating.
Okay.
Because then, like, once it becomes a relationship, that's when you establish those rules. You know? And then you kind of do become, you know...
Okay, wait. Okay, so... All right, so if I were in an open relationship where... So for me, if I was, it would only be about sex, right? Mm-hmm. So, but... is it protected sex? It would mm-hmm. have to be protected sex. That's
right.
A rule.
Right.
Right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Can this person flaunt it in my face? Mm-hmm. That's a rule. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so I think that even in... an open relationship where it's just sex, you still need rules.
Or more like God.
So then it's not open if you feel like...
break rules.
No, I mean, it's still open. These things, you can still have sex, but come on now, just...
put some
just,
parameters.
Yeah.
Like, don't disrespect me in front of them. Yeah. Or don't,
like,
you know.
That's a big one, because...
I don't know.
I really feel like we need some type of pilot, some type of experiment. Mm-hmm. Who's gonna be the guinea pig? A volunteer's tribute. A volunteer's tribute. Like,
all right, Katniss.
No, but seriously, like, I would love to. I wish, like, we could just run this, like, as an experiment. Mm-hmm. Again, the social scientists would be like, hey, you know, let's control some things. Let's right. just kind of see how this works. Like, because I would really like to put these ideas and these theories and perspectives and all of that to test. Like, I really would.
Now, okay. Now, this might be pushing it because I don't really know, but would you just want to focus on monogamy in Black culture? Or in, like, just American culture?
I can't believe I'm about to say this out loud. But honestly, I'm not even thinking about race.
Okay.
At all. You know? The person could be white. They could be Black.
Yeah.
Indonesian. It really doesn't matter. Like, I'm just curious.
Sensei.
Look, I didn't even think about it. Like, I was just went there. This is my cluster, guys. This is my
so far, it's a cluster of three, but we
right. Right. So you say you were looking for five volunteers.
Send in your applications. Please. You can get at us at Indulge Me on Anchor. You can catch us live on the Facebook.
Okay.
Feel free to inbox me, Elia43 on Instagram.
Okay, we talked about monogamy. Would you ever consider being in a polygamous relationship?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
So when you say polygamous, do you mean it as defined, like, with the actual marriage type thing with polygamy? Or mm-hmm. you mean just...
Yeah.
Okay. So, no.
Okay.
Not once you slap that label on it for me. Because whereas I am free-spirited when it comes to my spirituality and things of that nature, that's not something that I would subscribe to. To me, the whole point of marriage is to just kind of say, hey, I'm okay with just being with this one person as it relates to how I was reared with my faith. But
Okay, so let me push you on that. All right, so when the Bible was written, all kinds of them motherfuckers had all kinds of wives and all kinds, you know what I'm saying? And in fact, even today, where polygamy exists, you find the statistics that I gave to you all. Mm-hmm. Society is better off for it. Mm-hmm. And in fact, even within the home, there's more money coming into that particular home, and so you could do so many different things as a result of that. And I just say that it's really the Aryan culture that pushed this idea of monogamy and so many different things that we don't even think about. And it had a whole lot to do with kings and queens, mm-hmm. right? And knowing who is first, second, third in line to succession. That was it. Mm-hmm. That was it.
So let me tell you this. My dad, before he died, he wasn't in a polygamous relationship, because I feel like honestly, in polygamy, like,
it would be
the first wife, right? The first wife, you're married to her legally, but the rest, you're not legally married, but you're married. But my dad, before he died, and my sisters and brothers, we talk about this all the time. He had three girlfriends: Miss Sheila, Miss Carol, and Miss Diane. And we all knew about them. They all knew about each other. Now, I think it was like at one point where, like, if we were at Miss Diane's house, Miss Sheila might come pick us up, and they never, like, we were kids, so we didn't know what was happening behind the scenes. But in front of us, it was, hey, how you doing? I'm here to pick up the kids. They all helped with us. They all loved us. They all helped my dad take care of us. And they all really, really, really loved my dad. And, I mean, for us, like, that was fine. And so I guess, like, when I look at it from that point.
So why now do you, you have to be in a monogamous relationship?
Because
that seemed to be healthy.
So if I was to think about if I was to practice polygamy now, the benefits is I would love my kids to have like all these beautiful women that's raising them and taking care of them, because it really does take a village. And I would, you know, I love kids. Well, I love my kids and I would love their kids too. And as far as like bringing in all those multiple streams of incomes, and also
I don't hear any negatives yet.
Well, no, but and like if look, like, I'm like if you know I'm having sex with him and this is my day, and then the next day is so on, like it's we have this little schedule. I feel like it could be really, really good, but at the same time, I'm human and I'm emotional, and stuff might hurt my feelings, and I may feel like, well, you're not spending enough time with me. You're not valuing what I say. You feel like. Like some things you said yesterday about, you may be able to give me a really great conversation, but this person might not be able to. And you may be able to give me this, but this person not be able to. So it's like, I'm not fulfilling
just
what
for
you
clarification,
need.
Clarification, she's not directly talking about him. Just wanted to make that clear. Go on.
I mean, like, just, he was saying based on, like, with him. And I'm like, but that's not fair, because, like, if, like, for me, that will hurt my feelings. Like, so what you saying, I'm not good enough for this? You're not even gonna give me a chance for this, you know what I'm saying? And it's like that, like the whole being emotional.
Okay,
part,
all
and
right.
Feelings being
so,
hurt. Part.
So let me change it up. All right. So if I want somebody to suck my dick, and I know that this one over here ain't gonna suck my dick.
I don't mean, but no. See, I don't mean
but
the physical.
But that's part of what I mean. I mean the physical and the emotion. I mean all of it.
Okay, I'm just talking about the emotional. hey, this is not an a la carte. This is not an a la carte conversation.
Oh, okay. No. I know why I said that. Because let's say you do have a schedule and you with person A and they're not gonna suck it. And so what, you gonna go with person B that day? No, you can't, because you gotta stay with person A, so you just gotta suffer.
And but that's why I said we could all sleep in the same bed.
No, you cannot do that.
Why not? I don't understand.
Because
we all sleep in the same bed.
what the kids gonna be when y'all all sleeping in one bed?
In the next room.
Let me tell y'all, I watched this show. I watched this show where it was a guy and he had five wives. And so on the front, y'all ever seen Big Love?
Yeah.
Okay, like that. They had like one house, but like in the back it was all one, but in the front it was like three separate houses. Mm-hmm. But each wife had her own house, because at the same time we still would need our own space. Mm-hmm. Our kids would still need their own space, but we're still all one big family. So how the mm-hmm. hell y'all gonna all sleep in the same bed, like mm-hmm. if you have something mm-hmm. like that going on?
Because that shit don't exist.
But to me, it seems as though you have to have the me power, the willingness to be open to what you signed up for. So
yeah.
How you gonna be in an open relationship and get overly emotional and angry about stuff you know you don't like to do, but bitch B is cool with it. She's cool with it. It's no problem. It's like the pressure is taken off of you. You might want to lay down and have him play in your hair, or you play in his, and just talk to him all night. You know what I'm saying? That's your jam. That's y'all thing. We all have our spiritual gifts,
mm-hmm.
our strengths. You know, seriously. So your thing might not be giving head. That's not, I don't want to do that.
Right.
I got a gag reflex. That's not my thing. Like, you're not going to enjoy this. I'm doing it just because you asked. I'm not enjoying it either, but bitch B, she cool with it. She enjoys it. She's great at it. She volunteers.
Who's that? Protect Your Energy? Are they watching this? It looks like Protect Your Energy. It might not be, but it's close to it.
So,
but hey, how you doing?
Hey. So, but seriously, so it's like, I feel like part of what's driving your ideology is your current situation, like mm-hmm. where you live right now, like mm-hmm. where you are in your mind. But had you actually been in that situation, it probably would have been stuff that was probably ironed out already,
right.
You know, to where you've been like, huh, go to bitch B. I'm good. You know, I'm going to see you whenever you're ready to lay down and take care of this, and this.
Okay, but let me tell you, because I saw one documentary about the polygamy situation where he's like, everything is great. And then, of course, they're having kids. And you have one wife who now I can't even have a child anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, you're having kids with these women. And we're this one big happy family. I'm happy for you, but now I'm sad because now I can't even have a child. And so what about stuff like that?
So, I'm sorry. This woman, has she had children prior?
No.
No children. Okay.
But wouldn't she be sad whether or not those other women and kids were there? Wouldn't she feel the same way every time she saw another mother walking her kid?
And at least this is exposure. Like, these are still, in essence, your kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, she probably wanted to at least carry her own child at that point. So then, you know, I don't know. But I feel like that's another thing that can cause, you know,
friction.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly and truly, and I probably would never have said this before, I hate y'all, but I feel like I wouldn't be opposed to that type of life.
You would not?
No.
Where did this come from?
Well, just because. I mean, I need some help with my kids sometimes. That's the main
thing. I don't want to sleep with your man, but I love your kids. I can help you with their part, apart from the polygamy. but I understand. Like, life is hard. We need help, and sometimes we got to think outside of the box.
Yeah, many people in polygamy relationships, they just don't know it.
Well, yeah, I agree. I will concur.
Yeah. Have we run our course?
I think we have. I know. I hear something buzzing. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's probably me.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us in our conversation about monogamy, which turned to
polygamy, open
relationships,
side bitches that suck dick and are okay with it.
Oh wait.
Time limit? What the fuck?
I put a time limit on my phone. Ignore that.
So this your girl Ilya. Thank you for coming to us.
All right,
and H Town Fifi.
We really gotta run an experiment. Like,
we really do.
Fifi, Charnay, El Yeah, and I hope that you've enjoyed the first episode of Indulge Me. Stay tuned. You'll be able to find us on all your podcasting sources.